This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there is great talk still about bipartisanship. When people are asked about it, the American people in polling, they like it. But Charles Lipson, in a provocative piece in the American Spectator, says, wait a minute. Neither of the two major parties, neither the Democrats who control the White House and both houses of Congress right now by the slimmest of margins, and the Republicans who are hoping to win back at least the House and the Senate coming up in 2022, that neither side has much of a desire for real bipartisanship or bipartisan agreements. Charles Lipson is a distinguished academic, longtime professor at the University of Chicago. He's also a friend of this show. And actually, though we didn't know each other, we were in college at the same time and almost classmates. But Charles, great to speak to you. And what's wrong with bipartisanship? Why is it rejected by both parties, in your opinion?
My piece is very analytic, Michael. I don't try to say we should have more or less. I try to explain what's happening. And it seems to me that the most basic point is that the parties, for the first time really in our lifetime, are extremely ideological. There's almost no overlap in the voting profiles, with the exception in the Senate that that Susan Collins and Joe Manchin have pretty close to the same voting profile. But with that exception, they're just two separate mountains. They're a two-humped camel. And if you look at the Republicans, I think what fear is that if they reach out too much to the Democrats, they will face a primary and could easily lose that primary. I think from the Democrats' point of view, there's a similar issue, but I think the biggest issue right now is a decision by the Biden White House.
And a decision to actually negotiate meaningfully with Republicans, which they haven't done so far.
I think everything changed on the 6th of January. And by the 6th of January, I'm not referring to the riots in the Capitol. I'm referring to the outcome of the two Georgia Senate runoffs. If the Republicans had won even one of those two races, they would have controlled the Senate. By a very slim margin, but they would have controlled it. They would have controlled the various committees. They could have subpoenaed. They could have done all those things. They could have controlled what came up on the floor. And as a result, Joe Biden and his team at the White House would, if they wanted to pass any laws as opposed to just issue executive orders, if they wanted to pass any laws, they would have had to compromise with Mitch McConnell and the people he had behind him. Once the Democrats won both of those, they didn't have to compromise with anybody on bills that could not be filibustered, which are all the financial bills. If they could keep Joe Manchin in line, the senator from West Virginia, who's the most conservative Democrat, if they could keep him in line, they could pass any darn thing they wanted. And they've decided to go big. And I think, Michael, that was based on a calculation, a kind of evaluation of what they thought happened in President Obama's first 2 years. He got Obamacare, but he didn't get anything else. And they think he should have gone much bigger and tried to get everything, even if he got no Republican votes. And I think that's exactly what they're doing.
It is a fascinating situation when you look at it and you look at those Georgia races, both of them, which were in fact very close. And right now, people seem to have a great desire to replay the upset about January 6th. I mean, do you think that there is any chance at all that the what they're planning to do in the Republican side of the House of Representatives tomorrow, dumping Liz Cheney, replacing her with Elise Stefanik, is that going to help pave the way to Republican victory in November of 2022?
I don't know. I think it makes it's divided Republicans, because normally you win by being a big tent. But when you're in leadership and your job is to round up other people, and none of the other people want to be rounded up by you because you're the outlier, not them, then it's kind of hard to be in a leadership position. I think what happened in her case was that she kept up the feud with Trump, and of course Trump loves to have these feuds. He was glad to keep it up, and he showed that he's the winner. The problem that Republicans have right now is that any Republican needs to have Trump voters, so they don't want to be on the wrong side of the former president. And the whole field that could potentially be elected president in 2024 cannot really come out until they know what Donald Trump is going to do. So he's really clogged the drain on that side.
I see. Have you you heard that Trump is doing a fundraising banquet, which is going to be very well attended at Bedminster, his resort there. Do you know what the tab is? Do you know how folks are paying to have dinner with President Trump?
I think it's $9.95. You get a meat and three.
Actually,
okra is extra. No, I don't.
It's $250,000.
I don't know, but I can tell you what these. I can tell you what fundraising like this. This early does. It allows a person with a big pot of money to go out and give it to the candidates he or she supports, and you build up a series of chits of people who are in your debt. I think Trump's biggest advantage that way is in hard red districts where his simply showing up or endorsing one candidate and not another can be decisive. That's why nobody speaks up. I mean, look at what happened to Nikki Haley when she offered some criticism of President Trump, for whom she had served very effectively as ambassador to the United Nations, and he just cut her off at the knees. And I think if you're any of the other candidates, you don't want to be in that position.
And you're assuming that President Trump will not be a candidate himself in 2024?
I don't have any idea. I think his problem is that he's quite old, but then again, look at who we've got in the White House now. He might have problems legally with New York and so forth. He might have problems managing his real estate empire. I have no idea. But generally speaking, you and I can remember the days when people like Harold Stassen, the youngest governor ever in Minnesota, ran for president 6-7 times after that, never getting more than the votes of his own family. Once they get that taste in their mouth, it's really hard for them to back off.
I can't really imagine President Trump having actually served as president with a strong base of support. I can't imagine him going the way of Harold Stassen, who was at least entertaining in his persistence. Charles Lipson is always entertaining and insightful. His piece in American Spectator is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com on who killed bipartisanship. And there's a big piece today about a death watch over Congress. No, not any one particular individual, but over Congress generally. What is going on? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, using the technology of 2021, the Israeli Defense Forces have, within the hour, put out the following announcement
to the citizens of Gaza. Now, how do they put it out there? They post it, and they actually send messages because they have people's phones. And they are saying to the citizens of Gaza, the IDF is striking Hamas weapons stores hidden inside civilian buildings in Gaza. Although Hamas wants to put you in harm's way, we urge you to stay away from Hamas's weapon sites and get to safety. Our goal is only to strike terror. And one of the things that they also do is they send knock-on-the-door rockets into buildings they're about to hit. They're actually knock on the door. They knock on the ceiling. In other words, they will send a small munition that's not meant to blow anything up, that just makes a big bang. And that is a warning that in 15 minutes or thereabouts, there will be another more serious munition hitting that building. And the aim throughout is to avoid civilian casualties and to inflict maximum casualties on the people who are sending rockets and missiles into Israel right now. We will get back to this in a little bit later in the show. I mentioned before that there's a death watch in Congress, and it's not just for elderly people, though there are plenty of them in the Congress of the United States. This is the oldest Congress we've ever had. There's a piece in the New York Times. It's called Democrats' Plans Hinge on Good Health to Keep Slim Majority. Now, what are they talking about? According to Jane Campbell, who is president of the U.S. Capitol Historical Society, you look back in history and nearly 1 in 10 members of Congress have died while they are serving. They've died in office. Now, that's 1 in 10. That would mean that for this Congress, of the 535 people in this Congress, you're talking about some 50 of them. Now, right now in this Congress, which just came in January, three have died already. Alcee Hastings of Florida and Congressman-elect Letlow of Louisiana. And Congressman Wright, two Republicans, one Democrat. But here is the story and why it is so fascinating and actually a little bit disturbing. More than 1,160 sitting members and members-elect have died from accidents, disease, and violence since the first Congress met in 1789, according to a New York Times analysis of House and Senate records. They include multiple House speakers, famed senators, and two former presidents, John Quincy Adams and Andrew Johnson, both of whom returned to Congress after leaving the White House. Actually, both voted out. Well, Andrew Johnson tried to get the Democratic nomination, didn't even get it, and John Quincy Adams lost the election of 1828. In any event, they report that the average age of a sitting senator is 64, and for a member of the House, it is 58, making this Congress one of the most elderly ever. Heart disease and cancer are really the two most common causes of mortality, and they are both things that increase with age, said Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. You remember him, a professor of medical ethics and health policy at University of Pennsylvania, who served on Mr. Biden's pandemic task force before President Biden took office. In the House, this term, deaths have already affected the party's close margins. Three members, Ron Wright of Texas, Representative-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana, both Republicans, and the Democrat Alcee Hastings, longtime congressman of Florida, they all died. And most in a Congress in the first of these months since the early 1980s. Both Mr. Wright and Mr. Letlow died from COVID-19, by the way. Health problems have also dogged the Senate as well. For instance, And this is fascinating. It's Senator Leahy of Vermont is one of those people who's 81 years old, and was briefly hospitalized in January. Tom Tillis, a North Carolina Republican, he underwent cancer treatment. And questions have been raised about the health of Dianne Feinstein, who's 87, a Democrat who has represented California since 1992. Bernie Sanders is 79. Now, the interesting thing about Bernie Sanders and Pat Leahy, I mean, it's unbelievable. The two senators from Vermont, both Democrats, 81 and 79, there's a Republican governor in Vermont. And here's the interesting thing. There are a number of states where even if you have a Republican governor, the law is you have to appoint a senator of the same party. I don't believe that's the case with Vermont. But that is the case in several states. However, they added this up. And for the U.S. Senate, there are currently 9 Democrats who are serving in states where they would be replaced by a Republican. There are 6 Republicans there in states where if something happened to them, they would be replaced by a Democrat. But what all of this means in terms of relevance is that when you have a Congress that is so narrowly divided, where it's just 5 seats in the House, and where it's just 1 seat in the Senate, if they lose one of those senators, if something, God forbid, happens to Pat Leahy or Bernie Sanders or 87-year-old Dianne Feinstein, then at least until they can get a new senator appointed, everything flips in the U.S. Senate. Because then you go back to a Senate that is 50-49 Republican, and Kamala Harris doesn't get to break the tie, and the Joe Biden agenda goes absolutely nowhere. Now, part of that afflicted the Obama administration. How? Well, with an unexpected death that changed everything, and frankly helped to pave the way for the Republicans taking over the House in 2010. We'll get to that and more, and the prospects of Republicans taking over the House again in 2022, coming up on the MedMed Show.
Hey, big fan and MedHead.
Thank you.
800-955-1776. The Michael MedMed Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let's call it what it is. Put aside the flower language. This is a partisan effort to take over how you conduct elections in our country.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, appearing before a Senate Rules Committee, the committee discussing H.R. 1, which was passed in the House earlier this year. The bill would bring the largest overhaul of the U.S. elections in a generation. Gas supplies are tightening across the country as a pipeline that carries almost half the fuel used on the East Coast is shut down for a fifth day. Colonial Pipeline says it's working substantially to resume operations by the end of the week after shutting down its network due to a cyber attack last Friday. Long gas lines are already starting to form in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. AAA predicting gas prices could rise 3 to 7 cents per gallon this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For those of you who are Medhead subscribers who can tune into this show anytime you want and listen to it commercial free, and it costs 11 cents a day, it's a great deal. You can check it out at michaelmedved.com. If you are signed up as a Medhead member, then please check out a very important podcast that we put up there. And it's really one of a series, because I'm going to be doing two others. One is the anti-slavery time bomb built into the U.S. Constitution. We're going to put that one up later this week. But the one that's up right now is about, it's not a lie, it's just a fib. The fib being that the United States Constitution was based upon the Iroquois Confederacy, that it was actually invented by Native Americans, and Benjamin Franklin even said so. He didn't speak so kindly about Native Americans, as a matter of fact. But it's all available right now in our In Light of History podcasts, which we're starting up again precisely because it's so much needed right now. There are so many lies that the left tells about the United States. I address them all in my book from, it's 10 years ago, The 10 Big Lies About America. But we're going through some of those lies, specifically about the Constitution and the idea that the United States was based upon cruelty and slavery and exploitation and horrors. Get the truth, check it out, and check out our
website so you can be a MedHead member and have access to our In Light of History podcasts. All right, one of the pieces of history that I think a lot of people may have forgotten about is, as they say in this piece in the New York Times, in the most extreme case, deaths could end Democrats' ability to pass legislation without Republican support, or even flip control of either chamber. That's more likely to take place in the evenly divided Senate, where a single Democratic vacancy could hand Republican committee assignments and gavels and the power to schedule votes until a Democratic successor was appointed or elected. A serious illness could also upset the party's delicate legislative arithmetic. A Schumer needs all 50 votes, said an executive director of Demand Justice, a progressive advocacy group focused on the federal judiciary. If someone is laid up or is hospitalized for a long period, then their vote's not there. Then having the majority is somewhat meaningless. And what they mention here is something that happened in Massachusetts, where Ted Kennedy, early in the Obama administration, you may remember, died. He had brain cancer, and he died. And when Ted Kennedy died, they scheduled a new election very quickly. You remember Scott Brown? Scott Brown upset the Attorney General of Massachusetts. And all of a sudden, there was a Republican senator from Massachusetts. And did that give Republicans control of the Senate? No. But it meant that the Democrats did not have that 60-vote margin that they once had at the beginning to pass Obamacare. And it meant that they had to negotiate to tamp down a lot of their very big spending ambitions. And am I saying that there's anyone in the Senate who's about to go into the hospital? I certainly hope not. I don't wish anybody illness. But it does show you what a strange moment we have where things are so very closely divided. And speaking of strange moments and things being very closely divided, there's California. And California right now, Governor Newsom announced yesterday that he was going to do a $100 billion economic stimulus plan statewide that would triple the state's direct cash assistance program to reach an estimated two-thirds of residents. Newsom said yesterday the state is engineering an unprecedented $75.7 billion state budget surplus, and it's due largely to booming tax revenues from the wealthiest residents. California has some of the highest state income taxes, some of the highest state taxes generally. It's not a good place to be if you're rich. I mean, in terms of, unless you want to pay a huge tax burden, they have it there. But here's what he has proposed doing. They would hand out a $600 cash payment to every Californian and who earned less than $75,000 a year. And if you earn less than $75,000 a year and you have kids, you don't get just $600, you get $1,100. Okay, this is like a mini sending money to people. Now, why do you think Gavin Newsom is doing that? Put on your thinking cap for a moment. I mean, really, usually, a state like California that has so many unpaid bills and they don't have the money to finish their high-speed rail, and basically they've been begging for federal assistance, their pension system is a wreck. Why not use all this extra money? If you have a $75 billion surplus, use it for a rainy day fund, use it for some kinds of emergency relief, use it to do something about wildfires, about the electrical grid, about something. No, we want to use it to send money to people. Why? Because the economy is in such dire shape in California? It's not. Economy's not too bad all across the country right now. Doing better. And that's because we're coming out of this pandemic. The reason that Gavin Newsom is doing this is because of that crazy recall that he's going to face later this year. And he figures, my name will be on a check. They'll probably, because he's governor, he can do this. They can send out the check in the mail with a personal note from Gavin Newsom. So that people really, oh, this is nice, that nice governor, I don't want to get rid of him. He sends me money in the mail. And frankly, I so much wish we hadn't started this. I mean, I know it did start under Republican control of the Senate. And with basically bipartisan agreements to send people money in the mail. And it may have helped us to cushion the blow of COVID-19 and all the lockdowns. But now to be continuing that and Biden insisting on that extra $1,200, which was coming after the $600 that had already been sent out and more and more and more. Is it really a good thing to have the government take money from some people who have earned it so they can send money in the mail to people who may or may not need it? No, I don't think that is a great thing. Nor is it necessarily the best thing in the world to be offering bribes for people to come in and get vaccinated. Really? If you have been reluctant to get vaccinated, you haven't done it yet, is there something government could offer you that would make you come in and get a shot in your arm? 1-800-955-1776. And also, there's the issue of segregation in baseball. We're not talking about the kind of segregation that Jackie Robinson overcame in the late 1940s. We're talking about the segregation between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Different sections at a ballpark. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, if you're one of those folks, and there are lots of them, and no, they are not all conservatives, though many of them are, who do not plan to get a COVID-19 vaccine, not the Johnson & Johnson, not the Moderna, not the Pfizer, which has now been approved for little kids, or younger kids in any event, if you have no intention of getting the vaccine, is there something the government could do that would lure you into getting a vaccine? We've talked before about offers of free beer. There are now, I was just shocked, one of the most acclaimed craft breweries, Dogfish Head, which is in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, they make extremely praiseworthy beer, and their Imperial 120-minute IPA, they're offering a case of that for people who are vaccinated and who take jobs. They're trying to hire people at Dogfish Head Brewery. And apparently there is all kinds of free beer available, not just a drink, sometimes a whole case if you go and get yourself vaccinated. And $100 savings bonds, we've talked about that being offered. There is also, and this is particularly appropriate for people in Alabama, they're offering, if you get vaccinated, then you can drive around a couple of times, I don't know if it's more than once, frankly, the Talladega Super Speedway.
Anyone out there who wants to go fast? Anybody?
I want to go fast.
Hey, get him a suit. Hurry up. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, man. I'm just excited, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Second base. Get down. You're my best friend.
You may remember the film Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby. I think that is the best ever Will Ferrell film. Sacha Baron Cohen was in that film, playing a villainous French driver. But is there any other kind? Okay. Is there something they could offer that would overcome your vaccination hesitancy? 1-800-955-1776. There's also a question about baseball games. I mean, baseball is coming back. The Mariners, in 2 days, are going to be welcoming Jared Kelenic, who is one of the most exciting prospects in all of baseball. He's going to make his major league debut this season with the Mariners. He was playing in Tacoma briefly, and he tore up the place, and it's okay. One of the things that a number of teams are talking about is actually they're not going to be opening the full stadiums yet. I mean, most of the stadiums are only taking 25%, sometimes only 20% of their capacity. But are you offended by the idea of segregation? Meaning that they have one section for unvaccinated people and another section for vaccinated people. And, I mean, I understand that there are people out there who think that, oh, we shouldn't be dividing Americans that way between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. But if you're one of those folks who has actually spent a great deal of time and effort and energy and determination to try to get vaccinated, to try to get both vaccines, can you understand why folks like that who go to that level of trouble, because they do take the disease very seriously and they want to get vaccinated, would prefer to sit in a section with other people who are actually vaccinated? Does that strike you as something wrong with that proposition? It doesn't strike me as horrible. And again, giving people a choice. Maybe the way to do that is to give people a choice about, you can go to a mixed section, or you can get to an all-vaccinated section, or you can go to a section of the unvaccinated. And do it any way you want. Chris in Seattle. Chris, you're on the Michael Medved show.
It's sunny noon in sunny Seattle here.
Yes, wonderful, isn't it?
It's beautiful. I was calling in response to your question about what it would take to lure me into or people into a shot. And honestly, I don't want trivial things. I don't want a beer, go buy my own beer. But what makes me the most hesitant is the immunity or the amnesty that the government gave these companies. So there's no liability if something goes wrong and just feels like everything's being forced upon us so fast and we don't really have the opportunity to make an educated decision or sit back and watch. I've been vaccinated as a baby, but, you know, those were all at 10-year trial periods and such.
Yeah, except this is one of those things, was you say that it was so fast. I don't remember it feeling fast before the vaccine arrived. I mean, everybody, that's why President Trump entitled the program to get the vaccine Operation Warp Speed. And look, I mean, in many parts of the world, the vaccines have really made a huge difference already in allowing things to open up. And as a matter of fact, it was considered the disposal, the preparation of vaccinations and the dispensing of vaccinations went so well in the United Kingdom and Great Britain that it helped Boris Johnson win a big political victory in last week's elections. So, in other words, I understand your concern about liability, but really, do you think that by awarding lawyers millions and millions of dollars to go ahead and sue these companies for anything that goes wrong, that really makes you more safe?
Well, absolutely not. That's it's all one big mess. I mean, everything's just convoluted, and with, you know, lawyers and our medical industry is out of control, and
Can I ask a question, Chris?
And,
there is a feeling that the whole country is. I know that Joe Biden was campaigning, oh, America's losing its soul. I think America's losing its mind in some respects. But do you know anybody who's been seriously ill with COVID?
Well, actually, not until 2 weeks ago. My two sisters and cousin and sister-in-law were all at a birthday party together, and they all got it. Everybody that was there got it. And so, fortunately, me and my parents didn't have any contact with any of them, so we've all, you know, stayed healthy. But I know for sure they've all experienced that.
Are they doing okay? Are they better? Have they come through?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Everybody's getting better and out of the hard part.
Well, thank goodness. I we have a number of people who we were close to. One, a young guy, I mean, well below 50, who had a bad case, was actually hospitalized for a while. And it's the one thing that troubles me is the number of people who just refuse to take it seriously. And when you look at something that has disrupted so many lives and has had such an impact on us, I think it behooves us to take it seriously. But I understand your reluctance. Let us hope, Chris, that you continue fine. And by the way, I hope you'll reconsider. Vaccine's a good idea. You'll feel better after you get it and safer, you and the people around you. Appreciate your call very much on a gorgeous sunny day. Speaking on a gorgeous sunny day, it's nighttime in the Middle East. And there are preparations going on for war and major war. What should the U.S. policy be? And how else should Israel deal with this situation? How else should the Palestinians deal with this situation? We'll get to those questions and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.